Good evening. This is N5 AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now. Hearing none, are there any portables, battery powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WX2PJR.
Can you repeat that one for me? I lost part of it.
WX2PJR, Whiskey X-Ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo.
Gotcha, roger. Okay. Anyone else? Was there another check-in there? I didn't catch it. Okay, hearing none. WX2PJR. How's your evening gone, or your day?
Yeah, good evening, Bob. Slightly confused, but anyways, it's all right. It's not the first time. Day is going okay, I guess. 34 degrees. No snow today, that's a plus. Sunshine. Pretty breezy, though. Wasn't as strong as I don't think they said it was going to be, but yeah, it's still pretty gusty. I was thinking Saturday night, usually I'm running the net, but oh well. Anyways, didn't know what was going on there for a minute, so I don't care though. Doesn't bother me any. So I don't know what's up, but anyways, other than that, not much else bad here. So pass it back to you, WX2PJR.
All right. Well, sounds like you had a normal day like most of us have. I think a lot of things went pretty smooth today, and the weather was halfway decent. At least we didn't have rain to mess things up any further than what it did. Well, with that, we'll see if we can get a little more or a few more check-ins. This is N5AOW Net Control, looking for calls for regular members and guests. Come down.
AC2WI.
KA200Z. Hi, Bob.
KC2WI and KC2ZNZ. Welcome. Pete, what's going on this evening?
It's still 34 degrees here. 46 was the high according to my digital thermometer. And I left this morning at about 10, 11 o'clock, I don't know. Went up to the Old Dog Show and Old Dog Run up at the Valley Snow Travelers Boomer Barn. I didn't get to do any running. I fiddle around with my vintage 73 Elan Racer. And got it running yesterday, and it was running good after some puzzling things, and I've never had that thing reliably go. I thought I had it this fall, and then I couldn't get it started, and I worked on it yesterday, and everything seemed fine, and this morning, of course, it was a little bit of a bear to start, but I got it, and it was running great, and I got it up there, and I started it. Then when it came time to go on the little parade over to Montague, even before that, I couldn't get it. I don't know what. It was very strange things going on with that. I might have to resort to pulling the flywheel and putting new points in, even though they look great and I fire them anyway. So I took it into town because it was fairly warm. I decided I'd go to the car wash and give it a good wash and get, you know, it's not too bad, but it's, you know, the old snowmobiles, there's always gunk in it. Clean that off. Took my, I don't know what you call them, snow suit, I guess, work suit, that the zipper broke, that I thought I had fixed, but of course it came apart while I was up there, and I duct taped it together, but then I didn't go for a ride. Took that into town and spent an hour or so, hour and a half probably, with over at John Grau's. He said, oh, I can fix that. We tried three or four pulls. We finally said, no, this is a waste of time. And so I stayed there. We put a new zipper in it. And talked to him for a while and whatever. And so that was the afternoon. It was beautiful down in the valley here. It was nice and warm and sunny. Up on the hill, of course, it was nice, but it was windy. If it wasn't windy, it would have been really nice. And because the sun was out, it was a nice day. And I was surprised on the way up from Glenfield, and I expected to see more bare fields than I saw, and it was pretty good. And of course, up on the hill, there wasn't even much ice really in the, you know, plowed off parking area around the groomer barn, which surprised me, seeing how much is here in my driveway. So that was a day's adventure. It's not exactly how I planned it, but I got the snowsuit fixed. I figured I'll just do it and get that done with. And I think I'm going to get some sand. I've been slowly trying to dig sand out of my crawl space into my addition part of the house. And so you can only do maybe a pail full, and that's about as much as you can stand filling up before you can no longer breathe down there. But I'm thinking that it's 34 degrees, and maybe it would be smart to spread a little thin coating of sand over all the ice before it freezes solid and let it sort of freeze itself in so there's some traction. So not that I really want to go back out and do that, but it's either now or never. And I look at the IntelliCast forecast for Glenfield, and it shows on the temperature chart the highs are going right down. The high today was predicted at 39, so they were a little off, but and the low tonight is predicted at 20, and the high tomorrow is 29, and low is, I don't know, they don't label the lows, but looks like a 10 or maybe a little below, and then maybe it's going to be below zero in the middle of the week, and then back up to 29 on Monday, next Monday. But we're back in the cold weather, which is just fine with me. We don't need any more snow loss. Maybe I'm not so keen about below zero at night, but that's okay too. It'll freeze up. The water's not going to stop flowing real quick, but it'll slow it down so there's less flooding, and eventually, you know, freeze up what's there, and trails will be good and all that. So I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get to go on the little quote-unquote parade over the Montague Inn. I didn't go over there and have a hamburger and then ride back or something. But I did get the thing washed off. And it wasn't real bad, but that was a good thing. And I guess I could have washed the car as well, but I washed the trailer at least. Should have washed the car because it certainly wouldn't have frozen up. I was thinking tomorrow, well, it's going to be a crummy day, I'm going to be inside, but depending on whose weather forecast you look at, the IntelliCast says snow showers in the morning, but the National Weather Service doesn't say that. It says partly sunny and high of 33, so they're not agreeing. Which means they don't know, but in any case, if it really is partly sunny at high of 33, I got to go outside for a while. And after playing a little ham radio in the morning. So that's the report from Glenfield and the northeast corner of Tug Hill, I guess. They all look pretty good up there. And I'm sure they're all out grooming tonight, you know, to catch it when it's still a little soft. And boy, it'll, you know, there's some ice, I'm sure, and there's some water spots. But, man, anything that gets groomed now is going to set up hard as a rock. It's going to be really good for the trail base as long as there's snow left to groom. Other than that, I don't know. There was some other thing I wanted to relate, but I have no idea what it was. So, this is KC2WI Beckonet.
All right, Pete, KC2WY and 5AOW. Sounds like you had an eventful day, and I know you've been wrestling with that sled for a while to get it running good. I'm glad at least you got a direction with it. And as for the zipper, I don't know. I think if it were me, I'd probably be cutting buttonholes in it or something else and putting tie wraps in, but yeah, that's good you got another zipper. Kind of a, it sounds like you had a fun day overall, but yeah, probably parts of it wasn't too fun for you. Anyway, good. I'm glad to hear things went relatively well. K2ZNZ. Jack, what are you up to this evening? N5AOW.
Yeah, Bob and Pete and anybody else who came in that I didn't happen to hear. Yeah, we had a pretty good day down here too, actually. We got up to about 47. Mostly sunshine. There was a lot of clouds too. But it was a good day. Strong wind down here, gusting up into the 30s and low 40s. Now, our weather is beautiful for our area. And, you know, we NWS, for our areas, tomorrow, high of 37, partly cloudy. No mention of rain or anything else. And then, of course, tonight it goes below freezing, and then starting tomorrow night, as Pete mentioned, for the rest of the week at least, it's going to be below freezing daytime, day and night, actually. So we'll have to see what happens as the week goes on. And with that, I guess I would just say 7-3-2-0. And Bob, I'm not sure if you got the call right. My call is the same as Clint's, Kilo Alpha 2. ZNZ. Okay, 7-3s, KA2ZNZ.
All right, Jack, I'll make that correction and get it right the next time I'm doing this thing, but I'll tell you what, it's always fun. This net is always fun and fun people on it. And you can't beat that when you've got a group that way. Well, I think for myself, I didn't have too bad of a day either. I had a few things going on. I was able to get out a little bit. Got some people plowed out and got all the crud left by the rain and everything else that was dropped on us overnight, and at least got things smoothed out a little bit. During the day, a little project here and there, and that led to the evening, and it went pretty quick. So temperature here, I guess, was, as we start out this morning, I think it was 22, and it climbed up to, I think, about 35. Maybe right in that area. I didn't look at it too often, but we had a warm day anyway, and we had some sunshine to boot. And any time we get that, we've got a good day. So with that, I'll see if we have a few more check-ins come in, and we'll go from there. Are there any more check-ins? We're looking for check-ins now. Come now.
KC2NBU.
Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Echo.
Hello Charlie 2, Zulu Tango Golf.
Okay, we've got two more. Alpha Charlie 2, I didn't get the suffix on the rest of your call. I'll get that when you pick up on it now in 5AOW.
Yep, call sign here is Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Echo, AC2DE, way up near Dexter, New York. And thought I'd check in. Normally, you're pollen here this night, but good hearing. Kind of a weak signal, not sure how I'm getting in, but giving it a shot. AC2GE, back to you.
AC2GE. Well, you're coming in fine. A little bit of crackle in the background, but pardon me, I guess we all get that from time to time, but good clear signal anyway. Thanks for checking in. KC2, Zet Tango Golf.
And I know you hear WXPP0, but apparently we won't be doing that tonight.
AC2, ZTG. Very good. Yeah, he was on earlier. He may be on the side somewhere. Okay. Well, that's two more. We've got a good call in this evening. Good check-in number. And sounds good. Anyone else like to check in? Come now. Call N5AOW. Okay, well, not hearing any. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone for checking in, and 73s to those who listen. This is N5AOW Clear.
KB2KOJ is clear.